Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, how fast does the summer go by when you look forward to a hockey season?
Well, so when you're looking forward, sometimes it can take a long time. But usually once the 4th of July comes and goes, it just seems like whoosh, there it goes. So, but it's just always exciting. It's exciting when players start coming back. And it's a fun time of the year. And again, once they start showing up, then just it gets even more exciting.
Wednesday's exhibition game against the Korean national team is the earliest BSU has ever started the season. How did this game actually come about?
You know what? Their coach is a good friend of Amber's and Shane's, and she actually reached out to Amber last year saying, you know what, we're going to be in the area touring. Would you guys be interested in playing? And we've actually had a couple of the Canadian schools have reached out as well, just to, you know, the University of Manitoba, I know, has played here before. The University of Regina actually reached out, but this was just because it's an Olympic year, you can actually play more than one, but it just fit time-wise, you know, knowing that, you know, we had a series against Syracuse the 29th, 30th. We could not get a series this coming weekend, the 23rd, 4th, 5th, whatever those dates are. And so this just fell in a good spot for us. And I realized we were only going to have a few practices, but we thought, you know what, the heck, just let's get them on a schedule. And we just knew it would be a great opportunity especially for our young players, just to get on the ice and play a game.
Well, the biggest question of the season has been, who's going to fill the shoes of Brittany Mowat, your All-American goaltender? You've got Aaron Dieters, Lauren Bench, and newcomer Kerrigan Dowie battling for the starting role. For you as a coach, how hard is that decision going to be?
Well, they're making it hard. You know, they're really battling hard. They're competing. I mentioned Aaron certainly got the experience. She's a fifth-year senior. She's played in games. She's played in big games. But Lauren Bench, had a tremendous summer in terms of her development. She's gotten stronger. She went to a vision training place. She just feels like she's tracking the puck a lot better, and she just looks really, really good. I mean, she looks like she's you could tell that she's put a lot of work in the summer. And Kerrigan's very athletic. She can stop the puck. She had a year where she didn't have a lot of talent around her. She saw a lot of pucks, but she's competitive and extremely quick. So they're working really hard. I mean, we've got a new volunteer. Jake Kramers is a goalie. I play at the University of Minnesota, and he's been a big help to them. I can just tell they really enjoy when he comes. So, yeah, it's no question, big shoes to fill. But I feel confident in all three of them that they're going to provide us the type of goaltending that we're going to need.
You've got 9 freshmen on the roster. You said that 8 of them are going to play this against Korea. That's a lot of new faces and numbers to get to know. What are you hoping to see from them?
I hope I see what I've been seeing in practice, and that's just a group that works extremely hard, and they love to play the game, and they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of skill. I mentioned Clara George certainly gets a lot of the notoriety, but her fellow freshman forwards are all looking very, very good. Paige Beebe is just a strong, fast, just a power forward, and Lindsay Featherstone can just fly. You'll see her get up and down the ice, and Lydia Passolt has a knack for scoring. She can put the puck in the net. She was very prolific in high school, and she's shown that here. If she's open around the net, she's going to have a pretty good chance it's going in. So, and then on defense, we actually have a number of freshmen. We have Tina Campo, who again will be very noticeable only because of her lack of height. Tina's about 4'11", but she's a great skater, and she's just fun to watch. I've been really, really impressed with her. Mac Lange is a young lady that I had in East Grand Forks. She's been at Shattuck the last 3 years, and they do a great job in that program. You can just tell by her work habits. Kara Worth is the player from Moorhead that came to us after UND dropped their program. Extremely talented young lady, very, very focused, works extremely hard. And we do have Abby Eckers, a freshman from Long Prairie Gray Eagle. She's the one we're going to redshirt, and just a great athlete. And it's just, again, 9, and then Kerrigan, our goalie. So 9 freshmen, again, they just real nice people. They get along great with their teammates, and have been real fun to have.
Your captains this season are Summer Thibodeau and Emma Terrace, along with associate captain Aaron Dieters. What do each of them bring as far as leadership?
I just point to the type of people they are. They're just they have the respect of all their teammates, just the way they treat people. I think in any walk of life, it's just that's what it all comes down to, how you treat people. I think I'd like to see that on a national level, to be honest with you. It's how you treat people, and they treat people the way you'd want to be treated. And they're nice people. They work extremely hard. You know, they lead by example. And I think that's the only way you can lead. But they're very approachable. You know, they've been on, you know, three different teams before this year. They've seen different leadership styles. They've seen different captains, obviously, in those 3 years. I'm sure they've taken something from all of those. But the bottom line is they are who they are, and that's what I told them. You were selected by your teammates because of who you are, so you certainly don't want to change that. So, but again, I give them the credit for the type of culture that we have. That, you know, they're just wonderful people, and just it's gonna be fun to spend all this year with this group because of them.
Coach, good luck. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kelly. Looking forward to it.